Thank you all for your patience. I've been having some technical problems getting in this morning, and I'm super excited to give you my message today. And today I want to talk to you about the dream team. And my message for you is, if I were going to start all over again, what would I do? What would I look for when I was building a team? Now, I will start off by saying, as I teach you this today, that I would never prejudge or eliminate the option to talk to anybody. Make that very clear. However, there would be a focus that I would maintain. So I wouldn't dismiss people or count people out, but there certainly would be a focus. And my focus would be entrepreneurs. I freaking love entrepreneurs. And I'm going to give you a couple categories. First and foremost, I have to tell you, I have mad respect for real estate agents. If I could build a team with 90% real estate agents, I'd be so happy. Sometimes people think, oh, of course it makes sense for a real estate agent to do this because they can help their clients, you know, give them five-star service, get them free doorbell cameras, and they're already talking to them about moving into a house. Yeah, all that's true. All that is true. But that's not the primary reason I love real estate agents. You gotta be tough as nails to be a real estate agent. And everything that you do makes ACN look so easy. And I'll give you an example. There are two types of primary types of real estate agents, a listing agent and a buyer's agent. A listing agent, that's the person who actually puts the house on the market for you. Now, how do you get a listing if you're an agent? Well, if you're an agent and somebody wants to sell their house, in most cases, they will interview several agents. So if you want to be the listing agent, you go over and do your presentation and tell the client why they should trust you to list and sell their house. Listing agents know they're competing against other people, and they know they're not always going to get the sale. Sometimes they're going to go do everything right, and their person is going to pick somebody else. Sometimes they're going to pick somebody else, and it's for a stupid reason, like a super qualified agent, but then their cousin is an agent who just got started, and the cousin's going to get the job because they're going to lean on them personally. So even though this agent might have even done a better job, they won't get it. What? Yeah, that happens. But that's part of the game. And then once the person agrees, okay, I'm going to go ahead and put my house on the market, they have to have the next conversation, which is, how much are you going to sell it for? And generally, most people think their house is worth way more than it is. And then there's the other conversation. Ha, your house is kind of a pigsty. Or like maybe you don't want to have it on the market with that bedroom that has polka dots on the walls or some crazy color because most people will walk in and cringe when they see that. All these conversations have to take place. And then they get the house on the market. And then they've got to deal with the buyer and the buyer's agent and negotiate and get the whole thing to the table. Holy crap, that is not an easy game. Or the other side of being a real estate agent is you could be a buyer's agent. A buyer's agent is someone who helps someone buy a house. You make this commitment to someone and then you drive them all over the place looking at a house. They don't like this one, they don't like that one. Or you go to this place and the pictures look fabulous, but then you pull up and they're like, oh, we didn't take pictures of this. Or there's this problem, or there's that problem, and you waste tons of time looking for just the right house. And then you find just the right house for the person, and in this market especially, then you have to compete against other buyers who will overbid in a market like this. And then you are competing against people where, you know, if the house is $450,000, they're bidding $480,000, and you're guessing how much everyone else is going to overbid in dealing with the emotions of the buyer who will often bid and lose the house, or you have to convince them to throw in some really high bid so they can get the house, and then they go and they get it under contract, and then there are all the other things. They go to inspection, and this is wrong, and that is wrong. It is really a phenomenal business. Real estate is agent, but real estate agents are incredible, but it is not a game for sissies. I will tell you that. Being a real estate agent is really, really a required strength that you must have in order to do that. And I love that. I love real estate agents. I love their commitment to their clients. I love their work ethic. I love the understanding that they already have that people are going to say no to them. Oh my God, I could talk to real estate agents all day and all night. Throw in the fact that you also have services that they're going to be discussing very naturally with their clients. And it's just so sweet. Now, you do also have to realize that because you are dealing with a real estate agent on your team, that their career is wicked demanding. And if their client calls, they have to answer the phone all the freaking time. That's the other reason I love them, because they're so used to being able to take care of people. But, you know, I'll be talking to a client. I'll be talking to a real estate agent. They're like, oh, my God, my client's calling me. Can I call you back? Absolutely. I never get upset. I don't mind at all. And right now, every time I talk to an agent, all I hear, because the market is very challenging right now, is, I'm so sorry, I'm running late. The favorite quote I hear is, I've been putting out fires all day. I don't think I know a real estate agent who has not said that, or I've been dealing with a really difficult client all day. You know, that is part of it. So if you do have a real estate agent on your team, you have to have compassion and flexibility when you're working with them. But I love them. They are amazing human beings. To me, a real estate agent has a special place in heaven. That's one of the places I'd love to focus. The second is any business owner. Love small business owners. Not monster entrepreneurs, just your average small business owner. What do I mean by that? Well, let's take some examples. It could be somebody who owns a small dental practice. It could be somebody who owns a consignment shop. It could be somebody who owns a small boutique. Any kind of small business. Now, why do I love them? They had to pay a price to open up their business. They had to pay a financial price, a commitment price, an emotional price, you name it. So just take a look. Like, if you have somebody who owns a little shop, they put out all this money, then they bought inventory, they took a loan out to get started, they've got a mortgage, they've got all this overhead that they've got going on, or rent, whatever it is, to have their little store. And then people walk in the store, look around, they feel all excited when somebody comes into their store, and they say, oh, thank you for being here this morning. Can I help you find anything? And what does everyone say? No thanks, just looking. And their heart is pitter-pattering, hoping this person's going to want to buy something in their shop. And then most of the time, the person turns around and walks out. How many times a day do you think somebody goes through that? When you walk into a little boutique, or let's say a consignment shop or some little place like that, do you ever think about what the person who owns that business must go through day after day after day? And if it's a small business, then the business owner has to be there all the daggone time. You know, they don't have a ton of reliable employees. They're used to employees who call out sick, don't show up, quit, wah, wah, wah. But guess who has to get there and open up the store, or there's no money? If they don't feel good, they still have to show up. If they don't feel good, the doors still have to open. If that doesn't happen, they're not there. Take a dentist. You know what? If people don't show up, and if they don't show up, patients won't get in the chair. Patients don't get in the chair. You still got to pay your employees. You still got your rent. You still got liability insurance. You still have all this overhead. What did it cost that person to become a dentist? What did it cost that person to become a professional? What did it cost that person to open up a business? See, I love this because they don't expect to make $1 million overnight, ever. They get in and they're hoping, your average business owner, to break even in 5 years. That's the national average. Most small business owners hope that in 5 years they will break even. That's the reality for people. So when you start looking at it, you go, oh, look, they had to lay out money. They had to have long-term thinking. They had to be the one that has to show up all the time. It's just miraculous. So if I were going back in time, my business would focus on people like that. Absolutely. I love people who already understand paying a price. It can be financial, it can be patience, but they've already got that built in. Because if someone has a cushy job and they show up and they go to work and they get out at 5 o'clock and they're done, sometimes you get lucky and you find someone fantastic and they're hungry. But if they don't feel good or they're tired, they won't understand, oh, well, I said I would be somewhere, or I said I would do this, or I should pick up the phone and make a phone call. They will always go, oh, I don't need to do that right now. I'm tired. And they'll back down. So that's one of the things that I really, really love to get around, in all honesty. And, you know, right now we are in the middle of this crazy, crazy month. And it is amazing what is going on with utilities right now. It's just remarkable. We've got until the 31st to knock out all this bonus money. And we also have, what's exciting as anything, incredible rates around a lot of the country. So, you know, I'm sitting here right now and I'm laughing because if you live, and I'm just using this as an example, there's examples in Ohio and around the country, but if you live in Baltimore Gas and Electric area right now, we have a phenomenal deal that we can offer between now and the 31st, a super low locked-in rate. And BG just announced one of the biggest rate increases I can remember in years, crushing it. And you know what's so funny? As the month is coming to a close and everything, guess what I'm seeing? You know who's killing it? My real estate agents, in the middle of everything else that they have going on. Why? Because they understand. They remember during COVID when interest rates dropped and they could make money hand over fist, like bang, 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 bang. Interest rates were so low. There was so much money in being a real estate agent. Same thing with the mortgage people. They understand that. They're hustling. But people who don't own a business, not all of them, so please don't take this the wrong way, but a lot of them who have a regular 9-to-5 job are like, oh, yeah, I really should make some more phone calls. And then they flip on Netflix. Unbelievable. Moment of a lifetime if you live in some of these electric territories. I'm laughing. I'm helping people make $1,000 in their first 10 days, 14 days in business who are in some of these electric places because the double pay that's coming in is so crazy. So if you are going to build your team, please think about what makes it easier for you. Because the last piece of all of this is, if you have someone who is, and I'm just using these two examples, a real estate agent or a small business owner, they also won't wince at getting ID seal. They won't complain about spending some money to protect themselves and their business and their reputation. They won't wince if they have to pay off a phone and they owed a couple hundred dollars on it because they're used to paying. They're paying for their continuing ed as a real estate. They're paying for MLS access. They're paying for their inventory coming into their store. They're paying their rent every month. They're used to all of that. And so much of the battle is already done for you. So that is where I would focus. But before I conclude, there's one last thing I want to share. Never dismiss anyone, though. Even though I said all those things, I will tell you one of my favorite stories in our team is Chastity Leonard. And if you're on here, Chastity, I hope you're smiling. Chastity Leonard didn't have any of this. No way did she ever own a business. No way had she done anything outside of that. All she did was work in a factory. Her whole family worked in a factory. So she'd get up, she'd go to work, they'd tell her what to do, she puts on the little booties, covers up her hair, stands on the factory line, and just day after day after day after day does that. And this is why, even though I love my focus, never pass over a human being. That woman is so hungry and so committed to growth because she knows this is her only way out. And this is how she will become and has become an entrepreneur. So my conclusion today is talk to everybody, definitely, but never let a good entrepreneur goes through your fingers without sharing the opportunity. I hope this helps you today. Have a fantastic morning. Take care.